you work, Dad?
No, it's no problem.
Okay.
Woodpecker, peck of wood.
Uh-huh.
What about grasshopper? Turn that around. Did you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Hopper grass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, sometimes when you're cleaning out your house, you might have to get a broom to get these out of the...
Spider webs out of the corners.
You heard any other name for spider?
Cobwebs.
Cobwebs. Is that the same thing?
Well, really, I think cobwebs is more or less a dust.
Mm-hmm.
And spider web is a spider web.
Yeah,
I think cobwebs mostly is what we sweep down. They're just dust that clings.
I see. Okay. Now, just for pronunciation, the part of the tree that grows underground, you call
the root.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any home remedies or medicines made from roots or herbs?
Yes.
Could you tell me about some of them?
Well, the sassafras root used to be fine tea, but now they claim it's cancer-related, so they don't do that anymore. And they dig a lot of ginseng up here on this mountain right up here, which, of course, the Chinese claim is a wonder drug, you know.
Right, sure. Okay. You ever heard of anything called mullet?
It's mullet.
Is it? Okay, what is that used for?
I don't know.
All right, tell me about some different types of trees that grow around here.
Well, we have cedar, pine, oak, poplar, maple. As I said, used to be some walnut. Birch. There's a wood oak. There's a water oak. And dogwood. I don't know what, just about any kind of tree that grows. It grows around here.
All right, I'm thinking about it.
Willow.
Okay, a particularly southern tree with shiny green leaves and white.
Magnolia.
Leaves. Sure.
We have a lot of that in the yards around here.
Mm-hmm. What about sycamore trees?
Yes, we have sycamore trees, Sure do.
All right, do you remember the type of tree that George Washington supposedly cut down?
The cherry tree.
Okay.
And we have wild cherry here, too. A lot of wild cherry.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a bush or a shrub called either a sumac or shumac?
Mm-hmm, sumac.
What does that look like?
Well, it has a real pretty leaf. Lots of...
Does it have berries on it?
Mm-mm.
No berries. Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. What about a vine that if you get into it, it'll make your skin break
Poison oak or poison ivy.
You're allergic to that?
Yes, sir.
You sounded like you were.
Mm-mm.
Bad stuff. All right.
And then we have a trumpet vine. It's a beautiful thing. Makes the prettiest vine. They have trumpet blooms on them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that around here.
Okay. What was that plant I saw over in the Georgia mountains called a lady slipper or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Bright yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have those?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now we have a lot of mountain laurel out here on this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of it.
Is that the same thing as what some people call rhododendron?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which word would you use most commonly?
Well, the rhododendron, I think, is the correct word.
Mm-hmm.
They just call it mountain laurel because it grows in the mountains.
Okay. All right, tell me about different types of berries that grow around.
We have blueberries, huckleberries. The wild ones are called huckleberries, and blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. Strawberries.
Strawberries. What about raspberries?
I don't ever see any raspberries or hear of any around the county. Now, my mother used to grow raspberries, the red ones and the black ones.
Mm-hmm.
Boysenberries, gooseberries.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you a few things that have to do with the family. Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her mind by herself, she'd say, well, I have to ask